We're on the top floor of the Memphis Bioworks parking garage on Dudley Street in Memphis. No cars are up here today, but solar panels are being installed to create electricity. Terry Patrick is the electrical foreman. Clad in jeans, boots, and a hard hat, Patrick oversees 20 to 30 union electricians, all of whom have completed the
photovoltaic training here in Memphis, and I've been out of Local 474 in Memphis Electrical Union for 19 years.
The training was paid for by a stimulus grant of nearly $3 million to certify dislocated and unemployed workers in solar technology. All the men working here have taken advantage of that opportunity, and these jobs pay a good wage. They're working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, at $23 an hour. Marcus Haynes is also working on the rooftop. He's been a journeyman electrician for 20 years, and he took the solar training a year ago.
My concept of this type of work, I figured I'd be out in the field somewhere, you know, with just solar panels everywhere, scorching hot sun. But, you know, once I saw it was in the city, I was like, wow, now that's an amazing concept. I mean, that's ingenious.
Haynes is readying the Sharp solar panels for installation. By the time they complete the project, nearly 3,000 solar panels will be installed overhead. Several projects have come to fruition this month. The unveiling of the solar farm near Stanton in West Tennessee, which will eventually include a visitor center to educate people about solar technology, a solar farm at the Agri Center, and the solar array right here on top of the parking garage. The power generated atop the garage will not directly provide power to Memphis Bioworks. It's impossible to know exactly what this solar energy is powering. The energy from the panels feeds into the Tennessee Valley Authority's electrical grid and is then spread across the region. Alan Daisley is the Director of Innovation and Sustainability for Memphis Bioworks. He says when completed, this project will generate 1 million kilowatt hours of electricity for the grid.
Just for some perspective, that's probably enough to run 100 average houses for a year.
Memphis Bioworks uses electricity every month, and they pay Memphis Light, Gas, and Water for every kilowatt hour of electricity they use. But the Tennessee Valley Authority pays Memphis Bioworks and other solar producers 22 cents more per kilowatt hour for the electricity they produce. Given that, Daisley predicts this solar array will pay for itself in 10 to 15 years. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Ledlow.